Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people receive world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how you can set yourself apart from the competition. My guest today is the president of The Right Stuff and current president of the Marietta Business Association. She specializes in creatively distinctive marketing copy. Her words are designed to set her clients apart and persuade their target market to buy. She is a freelance writer with 25 years of communications experience. We're pleased to have on the phone today a woman who's good at making you look great. Ms. Karen Denovich, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Spark Plug, and happy Friday. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
About the same.
All right, let's get right into it. Well, matter of fact, are you ready to talk about how to set yourself apart from the competition?
I am indeed.
All right, well, let's do it. When it comes to setting yourself apart from the competition, you believe we all need a unique selling proposition. Why is this so important?
Well, Spark Plug, here is where you have to step away from the product or the service. It really is all about you. Many people have the same product or service, and what sets you apart is you. It's who you are, how you operate, what it is about you that makes you unique. A good way to find this out is through customer and client feedback. When I first started into business, I sent out some emails to people I had worked with in the corporate world and just asked them a simple question. What did you like about working with me? And I had, you know, I'm organized, time management, I meet deadlines, all these other great qualities. And resoundingly what came back was my can-do attitude. That was what people liked the most. And so I kind of lead with that now because it's what people like. The unique selling proposition is designed to establish why you are the only one to call when someone needs your product or service.
Okay. Well, how do you determine a client's target market?
As specifically as possible. I can't tell you how many times I ask a new client, okay, so then who is your target market? Well, anybody who breathes. Well, anybody who lives in a home. And that's not necessarily true. What you need to do, your marketing approach is different for different people. If you're marketing a product to a 10-year-old girl, you're going to market differently than you would market to a 65-year-old man. They have different wants, needs, desires, different things that will push their buttons. And so your marketing approach needs to be focused on the audience and delivered to them in a way that it appeals to them. So what you really want to do is narrow the target range down to the most likely to purchase your product or service, not a shotgun approach. People think, oh, let me just throw this message out here to everyone and see who hits. You're much more effective if you narrow it down and get a laser sharp and just target the people who are most likely to purchase from you.
Karen, what is the difference between benefits and features?
This is a really tough one for people to get their minds around because most people, when they want to sell their product or service, they talk about all the different bells and whistles and the things that it does. And really, you want to start with benefits. Benefits basically translates to how will it improve my life? Will it make me healthier, wealthier, wiser, prettier? It's an emotional thing. How will it improve my life? When you talk about features, you're talking about more what does it do, which is an analytical perspective. And when you are selling or persuading people to buy, buying is an emotional decision. You have to appeal on the emotional level that this is going to make my life better if I buy your product or service.
Well, what about websites? What is the best way to optimize a website?
Well, there are lots of ways. I'm sure everybody's heard about pay-per-click, ads, search engine optimization, and really it's a combination. The most important thing is the content on your website. Search engines search for words, and they search for the most commonly used terms generally. And so those terms need to be within the body of your website in words, not a picture of words, so that the search engines can find them. And the thing that you have to be careful about is that you don't just want to load it up with search engine words. People think, well, let me just throw these search engine words in here and it'll pick it up, or put it back in the meta tags, or hide it in white text. And the search engines are very sophisticated, and they're onto those things. And that can actually be detrimental to you, and that can get you a bad mark and decrease your search engine optimization. Another great way that's new on the horizon is social media marketing. A lot of people have been hearing about Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and those are great free tools to drive traffic to your website. The bottom line for SEO is that if you search engine optimize with the terms for search engine optimization in the content of your website, you also want to make sure that copy still sells. You don't want just information up there. When people get to your website, you want to drive them to call you or come to your location, so you don't want to forget the selling aspect of those words.
So in summary, the best way to optimize a website would be what?
It would be by building the content of your website, getting as much content information as well as persuasive copy.
Oh.
That includes the string of words that people most commonly search for your product or service.
Okay. Well, you have an interesting view of competition. Can you tell us a little bit about what you call cooperation?
Cooperation. Cooperation is the only sure way to eliminate the competition. Cooperation is a philosophy where the universe is an abundant place, and there's plenty for all of us. And if we can work against one another for a little sliver of a pie, or we can work together to make a bigger pie and get a bigger slice. And the other thing about competition is that I'm reminded of my daughter when she was going to school in kindergarten. She was very apprehensive about the principal, and she said, "Oh, but what if I get sent to the principal?" And I said to her, you know, the principal is just another person, just like you and me, who's just doing their best to get by. It's nothing to be afraid of. And I have the same view of competition. It's just people just like you and me who are trying their best to succeed. And if we work together, we can succeed better. And, of course, there's the other thing is that you need someone to refer your bad customers to.
So cooperation. Now, is this word in Webster's Dictionary yet?
It is not in Webster's Dictionary. But basically, if you want to define it, it would be working cooperatively with your competition.
Well, and finally, how can you be reached?
Oh, I can be reached by phone, 770-672-0506, by email, info@karendenovich.com, and you can always Google me.
All right.
Because my website is search engine optimized.
Okay, all right. Well, Ms. Karen Denovich, president of The Right Stuff and current president of the Marietta Business Association, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Sparkplug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Karen Denovich. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another top-notch job. If you'd like more information about our guests or The Right Stuff, visit their website at karendenovich.com or follow them on Twitter at eloquentwriter. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.